No, definitely not. We, you know, we had the lead there, and we were playing pretty good, and it just kind of all fell apart. And I think we sat back a little too much, but, you know, injuries happen in playoffs sometimes, and we got to be prepared for that. You know, you want to take every game, and every time you go on the ice, you want to play your best, and there's no excuses, and tonight we didn't do that.
You guys are still at the top of the league, but how do you get the focus for these final teams?
Well, I think especially now that, you know, Anaheim's climbing up, I think they're only 4 points back, or a few points back, and if they get if they win their next two games, then they'll pull out of it. So we want to make sure we play really well the next couple of games and get some points.
No, Patrice didn't play tonight, but you and Riley have played a lot this year. What has been so good that it's worked? You guys have stayed on the same line the whole year, most of the year.
Yeah, he you know, Riley's a great player. He's very smart. He's not a huge guy, but he goes in the dirty areas and wins a lot of battles. And we just seem to complement each other well. You can find me and. And he's always in the right place for me to find him. So, and then playing with a guy like Berge, it makes it a lot easier out there. So, just a couple of great players.
Excuse me. How much pride do you take in the fact that most all your points come in even strength? You're not seeing any power play time.
Yeah, a lot. You know, I want to contribute to whenever I'm out there, and you know, I'm not called upon to be on the PP this year, but I still got to produce. It's what I'm expected to do. And even though I'm not a power play, if I don't produce, I'm going to yap that. So I don't need that happening. And you know, I just want to help the team win.
This year, looking back at, you know, the rough start, but overall, for you, a satisfactory year?
Yeah, I think, you know, every year is ups and downs, but it just it was great that when I was playing bad, we were still winning. You know, I could kind of hide a little bit and go under the radar, but it would have been a lot worse if we were losing, and it would have been a lot more frustrating. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we're still top of the league at the moment, and you know, I'm happy how the second half finished, yeah.
Brad, this game had all the appearance of a playoff game, didn't it, with that 1-0 all the way till the end?
Oh, yeah, I mean, it didn't really feel like a playoff game. It was felt more like an exhibition game out there. You know, the only thing that would have been playoff was 1-0 until the last minute. But you know, we could play better, much better hockey than that.
Got a completely casual question. Obviously, this is the end of the season. It's been a long season for you guys. Your career has been touched by so many different honors over the years. Have you taken the time to really keep a lot of the items from your games? Have you had the opportunity to pick up items from your teammates or from opponents? Anything that you've kept over the years?
Yeah, you know, I try to keep a few things every year and from certain guys. Especially the year we won, I made sure to take as much as I could. You know, every year I think one thing that I'm going to do, you know, from start to finish is make sure I have a picture of me and my two line mates every year and get them to put a little note on it and have a little keepsake. But you know, I know I've talked to a few guys who've played for a long time and they always enjoy looking back at all the memorabilia they've kept. So it's definitely something I've been trying to do is find whatever I can and get my hands on it.
Any particular item that sticks out for you?
You know, obviously, few things from the Stanley Cup year. I got one of Mark Recchi's sticks, which is pretty cool, and you know, Hall of Famer, and you know, obviously, some things that the whole team signed that year. So those will probably be you know, my favorite things until the next one comes around.
Excellent. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, Brad.